Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', y'all? PSA Hip Hop, man. It's the PSA Hip Hop boys. Watts, what's good, my G?
What's good, Three? What's poppin'?
Man, let's get right into this, man.
Shout out to Ransom, man. Shout out to Ransom. Yo, Nicholas Craven, we see you, my G. Shame on the rest of you producer niggas having the white dude, the white brother of hip-hop, come in here and give us soulful productions out the gate, Watts. And can we have this conversation with the white brothers, producers of hip-hop? Alchemist, Damager, Harry Fraud. Can we put Craven in there also now, Watts? Can we throw Nicholas Craven in the mix?
Yes.
Is it time?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ransom, you got one, my G. Me and Watson, see, let me show you how this works, y'all. See, Watson, Ransom is one of Watson's favorite rappers, right? So it's like this. Watson looks at it from a different lens than I do, and I respect it. I respect it. My brother looks at it more like, okay, y'all just not showing Ransom love. Y'all just not showing Black Thought love. These niggas been rhyming forever. So to Watts, he gets a little bit, he thinks it's fake love sometimes. I get it. I get it. Me, on the other hand, I look at it more like I'd be happy when Shane Noor, a Ransom, when Shane Noor's throwing Watson's name on 94 joint, when they doing stuff like showing us love on the show. Like, we give the real. So Watson looks at it more like, okay, we're genuine over here with our shit. We didn't need Director's Cut 3 to tell us that Ransom was one of those dudes. But Watts, he's one of them dudes. Can we agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, my G, let's get into this, man. Director's Cut Part 3. Candyman, Farewell to the Flesh, Watts. Talk to me, man.
Well, you know, this is the third part of Director's Cut. He names every song after a movie. Candyman is one of those movies. So if you've been following any of the Director's Cuts, the one thing you know about Rand is a rapper. He raps. He's giving you bars. He's giving you lyricism. He's giving you everything that J. Cole and Kendrick get praised for. Y'all praise them because they're great at rapping. Well, Ransom does that. So here we have Ransom with Nicholas Craven. First song is Candyman. Oh, you know, flight was endless. Listen to Mike Prince and the likes of Hendrix. Life's tremendous. There's no regret. There's only lessons learned. Rain in heaven, burn in hell. That's how your death is earned. I wish Obama got a extra term,
the next election,
I mean, he was just floating on the introduction track.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very, very dope to just bring you in to basically say, walk with me, Chic Looch style. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, welcome.
First song out the gate, Candyman, Farewell.
Yo, man, this is a very dope song, Watts, man. Every lyric you're talking about, man, I'm feeling it, man. Ransom is really spitting out the gate. And, you know, I'm very big on the first song coming out the gate as a home run. I thought Rand hit a home out the gate. When it's your time to eat, you get to pound the table. Like, where's ours? Protect your dreams and get your prayers robbed. Yeah, you in my lane, and that's a clean charge. The two bricks of powder wasn't worth the charges. Hugged up in a couple of apartments. Cooking, took a couple of step backs, wait for that work for hard and the hardest step back line. That was crazy, man. That was crazy, man. Dope song to come out the gate, Watts. Track 2, Watts, talk to me, man. Blackula featuring Mussolini. Now, is this a Mussolini that was done with Mason Mussolini?
No, I know. Major Mussolini. Remember the two?
Yeah. Is that Norris Camp? Is that the Mussolini?
No.
I wanted to find out, my dude. Talk to me, Watts. Talk to me, Kate.
Blackula. So once again, Blackula from the 70s exploitation flick in the 70s, back in the days, he named it Blackula. And you know what? Let me tell you what I like about these names. Ram basically is using these movie names, but it's not boxing him in on what he could rap about. So he could basically just rap. And these songs are named after, so the rapping literally has to have nothing to do with the title. You know, the name of the album is Director's Cut, so he's just doing movie titles, but the songs don't have to be actually about Blackula and black exploitation.
No, not at all.
So I like that aspect of it, that you never know what Rand's going to rap about. So even on here,
I think Griselda,
Rand gives you two.
I think Griselda makes a living off naming songs that has nothing to do with the title of the song. Like, they make a living off that, in my opinion.
Right. No doubt. No doubt. That's a good point. Good point. Two strong fire verses Rand gives you. You know, sometimes you don't know what kind of flow he's going to use or what kind of delivery, and you got to decipher, like, where's he going with this? You know, niggas who mangle shit, spray the restaurant and pay the damages. I don't never scrimmage with the amateurs. Vision is too vivid for your cameras. Prison was like living in a canister, but I knew the parameters. Death will make you part of the surface, going by the fake love, but respect is harder to purchase. Muzzle up the musk, because all
that
walking is worthless. If you're friendly with a clown, then you're probably part of the circus. Then you're probably part of the circus. Rand just, once again, two out the gate, powerful, strong verses, man. Dope-ass song.
Nicholas Craven, man. Once again, I'm going to salute you a lot, because I know Rand's sick of rap, but what I've learned from listening to Director's Cut, you got to look at it this way, Watts. They do part one, right? So to me, the chemistry is building on each project. You can just tell the cohesive unit between Rand and Craven now. And the way Craven, man, I must salute this man heavy on this show about the production on his beats, man. The strings on here is crazy to me, man. When Ransom said, y'all be believing everything y'all see, shit is fucking pathetic. Y'all come to regret it. Too much smoke in your mirrors, I'm hoping you hear it, because life is real, it's no production or edits, get nothing but credits. And then you got Mussolini on the hook, and Ransom, the one line he had on there I loved a lot, I think you just said it also, death will make you part of the surface, go ahead and buy that fake love, but respect is harder to purchase. That line resonated with me a lot, man. Rocking with the song, Watts, man. Ransom out the gate, two for two, clank, clank, clank. Next song, Watts. JD's Revenge, brother, featuring Rashid Chappelle. I'm pronouncing the brother's name right. Chappelle.
The soul sample is just...
Yes.
Green.
Talk about it.
Out of the speaker. Like the soul sample is like, you know, this is an album. Let me tell you who loves soul samples. Ghostface. Ghostface just loves his soul samples. Right. Yes. So I know
Conway,
Kanye
at one time also. Kanye West also at one time, but that's a different story.
Right. So just the soulful beat, I'm already just vibing to it like, man, this is going to be nice. I wonder what Rand's going to do. And Rand said, yo, Rand really said some ill stuff on here. You know, juvenile delinquent trying to prove what I was thinking. Maneuver like I'm drinking, you're assuming I was sinking. Me and my shooters like brothers, he knew what I was blinking. Run up in your booth, treat your medulla like it's Lincoln.
It's Lincoln.
Come
that
on,
was crazy.
Man. Come on, man. It's just Rand. Like,
and the delivery behind that.
Rand's whole
and
verse.
The delivery behind that line, when he said the Lincoln line, the delivery, it was just fire on there, man. How he just sold that line to me was fire.
So to understand this, right, imagine if you could just pick and choose any part of the song and just start writing down the lyrics. That's how this entire album is. There's literally no bad part to start or stop. You can just close your eyes, stop, then start writing the lyrics from here. I mean, he was just flowing. He was on one on this one, man. You know, when he was telling everybody, yo, wait till y'all hear this, man. Y'all going to know that I'm the nicest out, that I'm the greatest.
He wasn't lying.
He wasn't lying. Really? And you can just hear it. He knows. And what I like about it is the feedback that he's getting on Twitter and social media. We hear it, and we giving him his flowers. I really like that.
Yeah. I agree with everything you said, especially when he spoke about the very soulful beat. Once again, shout out to Nicholas Craven. When Rand said, run up on your booth, treat your medulla like this Lincoln line you spoke about. I love that line, man. How you 6 feet underground but never left the curb? And I love when he said, I wrote a dead John letter once, but I couldn't seal it. Addressed it to the game. There was things I couldn't deal with. Money don't change your character. Homie, it just reveals it. That was crazy.
Facts.
And then Rashid Chappelle. Yeah, facts.
Facts. You could be broke.
That's a dope line.
The same person, but when you get money, it enhances how big of an asshole you are. Hence 50 Cent.
Yes.
Perfect example.
Dame Dash at one time. Yes, definitely.
Example.
I got rants in 3 for 3. This is no reach. It's a facto. Troy Ave voice. Facto. 3 for 3 out the gate for Duffel Bag Rant, man. Next song, Watts. Oof. Dawn featuring RJ Payne. Payne! Talk to me, man.
Well, if anybody's been following this show, they know how we feel about RJ Payne. They know that RJ Payne is very high on our list as MCs.
Yes.
This is a collaboration that Nicholas Craven himself said. Social media made this collaboration happen. Because people was like, yo, you got two brothers who
Hold on. I don't want to take credit. Wait a minute. I don't want to take credit for that.
But weren't we kind of screaming that for a while, though? When we ran and did we scream this before that? I feel we've had conversations about Ransom and RJ Payne doing collaboration songs together on this program. We said that.
No. I agree. And as we talk about it, with people on social media, everybody was like, yo, these are two spitters. So Nicholas Craven said, wow, this really came together because people kept demanding you two guys get together.
Yep.
So what happens? I'm one of those guys, when you get two nice dudes who get on mics together, magic happens. I always felt when Method Man and Redman got on a song, I knew it was going to be fire. They was in their prime. Mm-hmm. They was dead nice. There was no way it wasn't going to work. I felt strongly about Ransom and RJ Payne if they ever cooked up and got in the lab or put, certain verses to each other. This song is everything I love about hip-hop. This is what I believe hip-hop is supposed to be. You get two ill MCs going in one after another, getting busy. Of course, Rand sets it off, But what's going to make us kick in them doors? This is here, neither chess nor checkers. Nigga, this shit is war. You've been a fraud. I'd forfeit if I was a prophet. You, the love can make you strong, but the hate will make you unstoppable. Show you vision for every obstacle. What not to
obstacle.
Do. And turn the improbable to
turn
impossible.
Turn the improbable to impossible.
Oh, man. That's the flow he was using on that. It's incredible.
Woo.
The way he was rhyming it. Delivery.
Yeah.
Natty's rapper's name, calling, don't gamble with your mic and end up like James Jordan. Come on,
that
man.
That was crazy. Insane.
Mm-hmm. Flames is forming, rain pouring, flood your ears with the fear of me brainstorming, ain't crawling through the mumble fatigues. I'm in pain, Warren, but me in pain
Warren.
Is equivalent to a plain soaking.
I was
to make you
yo.
Make quiver, intense nigga. I'm just the kingpin with the king's pen, nigga.
Yo, Rand killed that.
Let me tell you, Rand killed it, right? So you're wondering, how is RJ Payne gonna follow it? No hook, no waiting. Payne just goes in. Sharp imagery, dark energy, hard Hennessy, uncertain future with harsh memories. Yeah, the kid is a star, that's all fantasy. I'm obese, Roseanne Paul, I scar enemies.
Yeah,
these suckers, they don't expect the flex. I'm calling shots right from the chair like I'm Professor X. Comic book nerd
ball.
That means it makes you act respect. 3. Comic book nerd ball. Calling shots from the chair like I'm Professor X.
Comic book nerd ball.
Oh, man.
Chopper got a tripod. That's an erector set. Etch a sketch. You write out the picture. That is the direct effect. My plain vivid.
That was crazy.
I handpick it. This man wicked. You
man
understand me and Rand is a pandemic.
You understand me and Rand is a pandemic. See, the game need a light, and I ran with it. Two champions exchanged your punches, then Rand left it.
My nigga, this shit is, man.
Let me, Yo, let me jump on your back right quick. Pause. Let me say this, man. After listening to this song, dog, the first thing that crosses my mind, Watts, is I want these two brothers to do a collaboration joint. Let them do 10 songs. P.A. Dre do 5 joints. And let Nicolas Cage do 5 joints. And I'm here for that. The beginning intro of this beat, like the first 26 seconds before Rand started rapping, man. I just love the way Nicolas Craven just chops off the shit before niggas start rapping, man. What did Rand say? What's gonna make us kick in them doors this here is either chess or check this nigga to show this war. He spoke about that. A prophet's view that love can make you strong, but the hate gonna make you unstoppable. What I can do is show you the vision for every obstacle. That shit is crazy. This shit Ransom was saying, man. And amazingly, RJ Payne's verse was crazy, man. Amazingly dope, Payne, baby. They say the GOAT, Big Daddy Kane, Wayne Gacy on coke, a mix of Hulkamania. I don't even.
Excuse me. Why did he say Big Daddy Kane 3?
Yo, Kane's that dude, though. Come on now. It's not shocking that we hate RJ Payne throwing a Kane reference. If you're doing songs with Eric Sermon, you're not that far from the Kane era, RJ Payne. So I'm not shocked that you did that. The Professor X line he spoke about
I love
that, was crazy.
That Kane got a name drop. I love that Big Daddy Kane got a name drop.
Yeah, man, it's a fire song, man. It's a fire song. Next one, Watts, I'm going to take it right quick on this one. I Am Legend. Let me say this, man. The guitar on this joint is crazy. Nicolas Craven, salute to you, sir. Just salute to you, man. I love the name dropping on songs when it's done right. Game, no disrespect to you, man. I know you was a game dropper, first Ballot Hall of Fame name dropper in hip-hop, but the way Rand was doing this on I Am Legend is just crazy. What if niggas could just live? What if my brother born was alive to see what I just did? What if they ain't destroy Michael Jackson and say he touched kids? King wasn't breathing and maybe cuss live? Cuss the model? The Jada Pickett angle was dope, Watts. What if that skinny nigga from Marcy never made it? What if that skinny nigga from Marcy never made it? Ran talk that whole shit of Marcy Project, my nigga. The Michael Jordan line was fire, man. What if Jordan was just one hell of a leader? Off the court, off the course, put his soul in selling the sneaker? And what if they killed George Floyd just to incite the riots? And then they turn, we protest, invite the virus? Yo, watch this, talk to me, man. This nigga's spitting some real shit here, man. These are 5 mic bars right now, in my opinion, man.
Rand talking about these what if scenarios was just immaculate. It was like...
It was like Jada Kiss's What If or Jada Kiss Why, almost. But he just freaked it,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? What if that skinny... What if that skinny nigga
from
Marcy never made it? 70-something women. Cosby was a rapist. How could we face this? Because now we in 2020 meeting a facelift. You know, it's just incredible, boy. Then the way he ended it off, could never see the whole picture through one frame. You want rain. Even my unborn felt when the sun came. Goodness gracious. Wow, man. Mm. Like, I mean, you following up an immaculate super collabo with Payne, and then you come in with I Am Legend, this hybrid of Why and What If. And, man, it was just super dope. Current events. Put in there, man. This is a dope ass song.
A lot of current event bars on a lot of these joints, man. What if they killed George Floyd just to incite the riots and then they turn, we protest to invite the virus? That shit is crazy, son. This thing is not missing, man. God damn, you ran. Next song, Watts, Misery, featuring our guy, 38 Special, Trust Gang. Ransom out the gate, the wordsmith with absurd gifts. I used to serve bricks. Now I get paid when these words flip. This thing I love that started from the mud making words rich. That Terry Crews line by Ransom was crazy. Something about a rapper saying eating sandwiches on the porch. Just give me that pain talk, man. I just love that shit, man. And I thought Special verse, man, was dope, man. Special said some shit like, on tour I was performing with 5 different warrants.
help guys provide for their daughters till they burn bridges like they know how to survive underwater, eating like it's some type of disorder, gain the homicidal aura for monetizing the corners, counting money since 5 in the morning. It took 23 hours to count it. It reminds me of driving to Florida. Yo, Smash, talk to me, wife. Man, this song is fire. Talk to me, brother.
So everything you said about you wanting to see Ransom and RJ Payne do a collaboration.
Right.
I literally must hear a Ransom 38 special.
Okay.
That's
I'm not mad at that.
Can't miss collaboration album. These two guys, to me, they've never spit a wax song together. Every time, to me, I think they have phenomenal chemistry. First of all, are we going to ignore the piano loop?
No.
Are we going to ignore the piano loop on this song?
No. No. Nope.
Okay, boom, nope. Piano loop. Rand immediately goes in, just like you said. The wordsmith would exert gifts. I used to serve bridge, now I get paid, and these words flip.
Words
the thing
flip.
I love that started when started from the mud, making nerds rich.
Words.
Academic, when the rap invented the wordsmith, we deserve its work, less pain on your browser. So when you search, this earth shifts, the kip, the kiss of death. Is the Reaper to flirt with? Come on, man. This nigga Rand is just rap. Like, he can
yes.
rap, you know? And then, look, and then once again, Special, this is what I like when Special raps with Pain and when he raps with Pain and Special. He's like, yo, we going in, brothers. We're not playing around. We're not trying to make, we rapping for rapping's sake to show that we're nice. You know, Special comes in. Special sets it off crazy. Anonymous shooter sending me slugs. Times in my life, I didn't even know who my enemy was. Now they all in memory of. I'm by myself. I refuse to be the company misery love. Come on, man. Just, I love it, man. This is a fire collaboration, man.
Now, before we go to the next one, Watts, what are you feeling right now as we listen to this project? As we go into track number 7. Three more tracks.
That is perfect. That is a perfect body of work so far. But I have no complaints on any song. That it's heavy on lyricism, very, very strong on production, and they combine perfectly.
And no, not having to fast forward anything. I have to make sure I throw that in there. And replay value bars. I have to emphasize that. Replay value music, replay value, just the instrumentation, the soulful beats. So far, Nicholas, yo, my Ransom, you are spitting some fire bars on here, fam. This is a fact, man. Next one, Watts, Hereditary. So let me say this, man. I like the intro with the Martin Luther King and the Malcolm X talk. Ransom said, we demand justice for Breonna and George. I pray that you rest well. When I was locked, I witnessed a murder right in the next cell. The CEOs beat that brother to death for smuggling Nextels. Killed him while he was cuffed, and I bet that made their chest swell. That shit is crazy, Ransom. Now they saying it's cap. You thinking we should kneel? Shout out to Jemele Hill. Them haters took off the air, ESPN, obviously. And Ransom, I love when he, yo, fam. This verse right here, these words right here by Ransom, meant the world to me, man. Current event, of course, man. R.I.P. Kobe Bryant. Shit that I'd be forced to write. I'm in the mind of Kobe before his flight. Was he nervous? Was he relaxed? Did he think to call his wife? Was it service? Did she collapse when she heard he lost his life? Watch, I love this song a lot, man. This is one of them joints, man. 5 mic song, in my opinion, brother. Talk to me.
I love this song. This song is really showing all MCs how to rap, how you can take current events and spaz out, how you don't have to sacrifice none of your lyrical skills to kick the truth to the young black youth. Shout out to Rebel INS.
Yes.
I think this is a 5 mic super verse based on flow delivery. This is my personal verse of the year candidate. If me and Three are working at the source, this will get source. Verse of the month.
So when me and three are the editors, or we work it, and we got a bunch of 20-year-olds running around talking about, hey, what's the source verse of the month? We gonna say, okay, everybody, bring your verses here. Let's discuss this, and we gonna have everybody
right.
play their verses, and then we gonna play this verse. This
right.
is gonna be the verse source verse of the month. Love this
right.
song.
Okay, I'm not mad at that. I'm mad at that, Watts. Next one, Watts, Gone Girl. Listen, Nicholas Craven again, man. I'm tired of saying your name, bro. For real. I'm a sucker for soulful singing, man, with the first 25 seconds before a rapper starts spitting, Watts. Storytelling ran. Calm as a bad chick beat. Can I use the word? Introspective ransom? Can I go in that bag, my brother? I love this song, man. Go on, girl, Watts. Talk to me, man. Dope song, man.
This, so you know, this is a combination of everything that you love about hip-hop.
Yes, yes.
Soul
yes.
sample.
Yes,
introspect,
love it. Check.
And storytelling.
Check.
And
check again.
He checked every bag and showed you how it's done. If you want a complete
mm-hmm.
MC, this song, Gone Girl, is a song to show you that Rand is a complete MC. Don't tell him he can't. Now I know you guys. I mean, if you're not familiar with his discography,
right.
Rand really has a lot of introspective songs. He just got so much music that this wasn't the album where he had to really go into that, because he's done that so much. But
mm-hmm.
this is just to let you know he can really do it. He can storytell. He can go in that introspective bag. And he did it
yep.
in Gone Girl. Just a joke song, a blend of everything.
Next song, let me chill right here, man. American Hustle featuring Rome Streets. Let me just say this, man. This is one of my favorite joints on the project. I wasn't raised by IG. I was raised by the OGs, by Ransom. No Diploma, Rob the Corner Stores, Almost Smoked the Corner. That's some old Juice Movies type shit right there. And I got to say this, Watts. I know you said Ransom had a 5-mic verse, as you should. But I think Rome Streets might have had a 5-mic verse on here, man. I thought he fucking spazzed on here. I thought this was a fucking Crumb Snatcher type verse or Moment of Truth. Some old G-Dep at the Mall verse or Moment of Truth. Some old Emilio Sparks, from a hustler type verse, like flow delivery from Rome Streets. This plug talk is crazy. The nigga said, hard headed when we touched the stove, the fire didn't scold us. Old close friends taught me to have no trust. 14K off the powder, this shit gold us. Shattered dreams to nightmares that Uncle Sam sold us. So I chose the wrong dope on digi scales and hold ups. What? Yo, that nigga was going crazy. And then the second beat, that once again, Nicholas Craven brings in some soulful beat. On the second beat, Watts, I thought Rand did some spoken words type of thing, man. I really, really like this song, Watts. Talk to me, man. It's a dope song.
So let me
Jerome Street,
let me co-sign everything you say and say this. I thought Rand's first verse was pure head nod material, jazz
yes.
bass. Nas, his verse on American Hustle, I'm talking about Rand's verse.
Okay.
It transformed me back to 1996. I felt like I'm listening to Nas, It Was Written. One of Nas, It Was Written songs. I mean, that's the feel I got, just the way he was rapping. Like, I felt I'm listening to 96, It Was Written on. Rome Street, spazzed out in the unique words of Method Man, Spazzola. That's a Method Man's Judgment Day, the Cal 2000 album. You got to know about it. You even know why I said Spazzola. But that's exactly what Rome Street did. Then the beat switched. And like you said, Rand starts an ill open mic poetry slam, New York and Cafe type shit. I thought was creative. I thought it was genius. And I thought, this is what hip hop comes from, poetry. To quote KRS-One on a song Poetry, poetry
is the language of imagination.
Well,
and this
yeah,
song
facts.
Highlights all of that, man. This is a phenomenal
knowledge,
song.
Knowledge reigns supreme over nearly everybody, man. Track 10, Watch the Shining, not to be confused with The Shining from Mobb Deep's Hell on Earth album, R.I.P. Prodigy. Once again, man, damn you, Nicholas Craven, man. You really go hard with these soulful beats. Nicholas Craven, if you're listening to this show, man, we rock with you. Yeah, PSA Bob. Me and Watson rock with you. You are stamped right now. I was going crazy for Derringer. I like what you bring to the table, fam. The sample is breathtaking and just, hate to use this word, man, beautiful, man. Not Drake beautiful, but just beautiful, man. It didn't even matter when Ransom is spinning, man. This beat just, it's one of them beats that just, you can say whatever you really want to say on here because the beat does so much justice that it might overtake the bar so much. Love this song, Watson, man. It's Shining, man. Talk to me, man.
So, of course, the soul jumped out at you. It literally
leaps
into your the atmosphere. And then, of course, ran effortlessly spazzed with flowing wordplay. Flooded your diamonds, but get your Uber shed. You super weird. You dead on the street. Let's get your super paid. Like, come on, man. Like, Rand is saying stuff that in my mind I'm not thinking of. And that's what I love. I love that hip-hop still has that effect on me, that it is still being delivered in a way that you haven't heard before. And Randy Nichols is still showing he could do it.
Yes.
Listen, Nicholas Craven and Rand really did their thing. And this is, to me, to cap off three superb director's cuts. I had already put director's cuts 1 and 2 together and made one album. And then you got director's cut 3, which is 10 songs. They have had a phenomenal 2020
in terms
of hip hop. In terms of hip hop,
like,
what these guys have accomplished.
What did we feel about Special? Was it 2018 when we said Special? Was
last year,
that
last
MVP year?
Year? Special last year.
Was it last year?
Last year.
I think Special also was co-MVP low-key 2018 also. I thought Special had 18 and 19.
I
phenomenal
thought
Special
was co-MVP of 2019 and 18.
Yes, I totally agree with that. Now, I'm going here, man. Special, right? Ransom, I'm going here, Watts. I got this as a 4.5 mic strong. I'm going there, man. Now, I know some people say, well, damn, 3, if you're going, why not go to 5, right? The only reason I'm not going 5 watts because we're just a couple of days removed from the project being dropped, right? So I really want to have the discussion back in December 2020. Because remember now, when you and I did Staggering Shot, right, I felt it grabbed us, but I felt it grabbed us by December 2018. We knew every nooks and cranny, every instrumentation of Staggering Shot, where the bar was here, the cadence. Like, we knew, we studied that shit already, right? So I'm thinking, am I going to have that same conversation in December of 2020 when we go back to Rand? I got it as a 4.5 mic project. The production alone on production alone. I love Spesh. That's my guy. But, man, Nicholas Craven is, like, I'm really loving what he's doing. And I'm wondering, you know, and I'm saying this, Ransom, don't get mad at me by saying this, brother. I think other dudes need to holler at Nicholas Craven. I know, man, you probably want all the beats for yourself, brother. I respect that. Some of y'all might have to holler at Nicholas Craven for some beats, Watts. I'm just throwing it out there, Jada Kiss. You feel me? I would imagine the locks. The locks, we'll get a locks in the conversation. We'll see that for the hip-hop conversation. But I'm just going to go 4.5 mics out there, Robs. What you got?
I agree with you with 4.5 mics that this can actually tell you why. I still listen to Director's Cut 1 and 2, like, religiously. I still believe what Nicholas Craven and Ransom did on songs like Beautiful Mind. I think Rand's song with Shane Noir was incredible.
Five.
I thought the thing that they did on the first Director's Cut, Pulp Fiction, is just, it's my song of the year candidate that also has my
verse of the year with Ransom's third verse when Nicholas Craven tried to beat up. So I believe this album will stand the test of time. It is already out the gate. Strong, strong 4.5 mics. And when we say 4.5 mics, we're talking the 90s Source rating scale, not the rating scale when he started just giving everybody 5 mics because he hated other rappers. We're not talking about that era. We talking about when it was a real discussion, when Elliot Wilson, when Victor C. Dallas, when C. Flew Hines, when Bone, when all of them
right.
The mics. That's the
breaking up a little bit. Yeah. Yo, you breaking up, fams. Watch. Yo, you breaking up, son. I know you're saying something. We can't hear you. I want to make sure I get everything you're saying.
I'm glad Ransom is getting the flowers he deserves because he deserves the flowers.
Right.
It's frustrating to see so many guys, especially on social media, that you guys just love and just like, oh, man, these guys are so dope. And then you got a guy like Ransom who actually really raps, and in 2020, he showed you. If you guys really like emceeing and rapping, listen to this Director's Cut 1, 2, and 3. And
it's
then,
fire.
And then put Rand against any MC you listen to.
And let me say this also. I believe Ransom and Nicholas Craven by Director's Cut 3, it's the continuity and just understanding each other, where you want to go sonically and just musically, and understanding each other, like hanging out with each other, vibing with each other, all that does play a fucking part. You get what I'm saying? Like, for instance, me and you been doing this show for 3 years. Once you build that chemistry and that continuity, it's just easy. It just flows so well. So my concern, my thing is this: are we going to get a direct cut part 4, and are we also going to get more Nicholas Craven and Ransom? That's all I need to hear right now. Ransom, you got your producer. You brought him to the forefront. Thank you. You dig what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and watch. LOX is dropping on the 28th. My guy, LOX, Living Off Experience. Jada Kiss, Styles P, Panero, Chic, Looch, The Silverback, Mr. Walk With Me.
Gorilla?
Mr. After Taxes. Gorilla, yes, sir. Talk to me, man. What do we think about the Lox finally dropping on August 28th? Even though they did other projects, though, but go ahead.
So here's the thing with guys like me and you. The Lox means so much to us that we are enthusiastically going to get this music and listen to it.
Facts.
Because they meant so much to us in the last, wait for it, 25 years that we've been listening to them. Okay, we've been listening
Jesus
to them
Christ,
since 1996. That is not a let me repeat. We've been listening to the Lox since Bad Boy Mixtape Volume 4 when they had You'll See rapping with Big.
And we've
never stopped listening to them. We've never stopped listening to them. Styles P has been basically one of our favorite rappers for the last 3 years. He's been an MVP MC of the last 3 years.
We spoke about Special a second ago. When we just reviewed Ransom's album, right? And I said Special had that 2 year run where I thought he was co MVP, whatever. Dog, I could make the same conversation with Styles P. Like, I could really say that. Like, and
well,
say that with my chest out. Like, Styles' consistency has been crazy.
We believe Styles P has been clearly the most prolific Lox member because he's put out the most music. And
now, would people agree with that?
He put out an album this year.
Would people agree with that? Because how much love Kiss gets, like when they're doing verses, they're gonna call Kiss. Even though I will say this, Watts, if Styles P got a call to do verses, Styles got 20 joints. Styles got 20 verses with eyes closed. Let me just say that right quick. Like, for real. Like, Styles was doing a better job against Jadakiss than Fabulous did. That's a fact. It's a fact.
So the funny thing about this is every song Jadakiss went on Weirder Streets, you could just take Styles' verse from the same song and they would have put Fab out of there.
They would have put Fab up out them streets. And I know you don't like hearing that beat out from Rap Radar and MTV and Tidal. I know you think Mace is better than Styles P, but he's not. So let me just say this. Anytime the Locks drop an album, I cop it. I get it. I would like to hear what type of time they on. Because we in the era of Griselda. We in the era of rapping. So I want to know if they're going to use this as let's rap and show dudes what we about. Or are they going to go the Jadakiss route, which is, you know, I still want to make songs for everybody. Right?
I don't think that happens when the Locks come together. Let me say this. I think also they get, I don't want to use the word inspiration, but when they're hearing Griselda, I think anytime these rappers in their 40s, mid-40s, guys that we've grown up in the 90s, us coming up with these guys in the 90s, when they hear that Griselda sound or Spesh or something like that, I'm pretty sure Ransom needs also. When you hear these guys, you get, I don't want to say inspired, but then again, you might get inspired. You look at them and see something, you look at them and see how you were in 1995, 96, 97, 98. And I think, I mean, one thing about what Styles, though, like, I think that doesn't work for him because he's been so consistent. I'm just happy to hear Sheik. Because let me say this, Wise, I feel only you and I, one thing about you and I, when we speak about Sheik, we never have bad words at Luch's way. We both like him and Ghostface when they linked up together and did the Wu Block shit. We respect Sheik after Taxes and Walk With Me. Let's be clear on that.
Let me highlight what you said. If me and you were doing a show in 2012, the Wu Block album would have been a top three album of that year. Just
I'm
no question about it. It would have it, to me. I mean, I played it that way. I loved it. Shout out to Duchess from female battle rapper MC
Queen of the Ring.
And her used to go crazy talking about the album on Twitter. Like, yo, this Wu Block album is crazy. So
I love Wu Block
album.
I think
with Sheik and Styles P, they basically forced Jada to rap, to real rap. Like, come on, Jada, you with us now. You don't got to do songs with Ty Dolla. You're not doing songs with Ross to get a Maybach Music beat. Like, you don't got to do all of that. We here to rap.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that there is inspiration from the newer generation by the fact that you hear M coming out with an album, you see Graf coming out, and they rapping for real. And they're not trying to, you know, they're not trying to appeal to people who listen to Little TJ and Roddy Ricch. Because if you want to appeal to that crowd, it won't work. It just won't work. So appeal to the people who still like that kind of hip-hop.
I think they will, though, because you sound like you're more concerned about Jada controlling the keys to the whip and everything. I think as a collective trio, this is what I say about Jada. When Jada, I think when he links up with Styles and Sheik to do their Locks thing, I think Jaden knows, okay, now I got to go insert that. I know a bag I got to go into compared to if I rap with Fab or I rap with Wayne or I rap with Roddy Ricch or one of these new guys that Jada wants to do. Jadakiss, no disrespect to you, brother, but we've said this also numerous times on this show. That Southern mixtape that you try to slide through us, man, we wasn't rocking with it, brother. Oh, I got to keep it. I'm sorry, South Brothers. I know Jada tried to appease to y'all region and everything, but we was not feeling that Jadakiss shit at all. You did what I'm saying. No disrespect to that, though. But I am excited. But here's my thing. What's the difference between the Locks when they were doing the Trinity mixtapes and all that compared to an album? Because they were still doing rapping off original beats.
I think the Trinity stuff was album. You know? It was just digitally released albums. It's the same thing. There's no difference.
Would you be disappointed if a premiere joint is not on this Locks album?
I wouldn't be disappointed at all, man. No. As you can see, we just did a whole. You can do dope hip hop and Premier have nothing to do with it, man. You don't have to have Premier to make a dope album.
It's difference. It's difference when you lock in with one producer. I'm pretty sure they're gonna have Swizzy, Timbo, them kind of. You know what I mean? Boy Wonder, Hit Boy.
I need to set something correct. This is not a new thing about locking in with one producer. And I don't want to give people a false impression like that's what it is.
No, I don't think it's a false impression.
If we go back,
but that wave is really going hard. Hold on. That wave right now is going hard right now in this year for the last couple of years. The wave of it.
So I just want to say that I never knew that it wasn't a wave. And I'll tell you why. Just
if you just look at the last 30 years of us talking about hip-hop? Well, if you look at the Chronic and Doggy Style, it was one producer. If you look at P-Rock and CL Smooth, it was one
That's
producer.
The same camp.
All the early
That's
classic
the same camp.
Wu-Tang album, it was
That's
one
the same
producer.
Camp.
No, but it's one producer. My point is this whole fascination, like, oh, you locking them with one producer, it's something. It's like, that's what hip-hop been doing. Rakim produced most of the songs. Q-Tip produced most of the songs. That's all I'm saying. Like, to me, we're highlighting something that was, like, normal in hip-hop. It wasn't even like it was something strange. It was Raekwon who was like, I need a new sound. I want to work with different producers. I just don't want it to be.
Yeah, Ray,
remember
was,
when it started?
That was bad. That was bad. Yeah,
remember?
Was bad. We didn't like that, Ray. Yeah, Ray, we didn't like that, Ray. We got to keep it a thousand.
Yeah, so,
we
you know,
like
listen,
that,
I'm getting the Lox album because I want to see if there's going to be inspiration and if they're going to go, if they're going to take the route of, remember the song they did with, that Styles P did with Benny and,
Blam Blam?
And Conway?
Are we going to get a Blam?
Yeah.
Are we going to get a Blam Blam?
Are they going to take the Blam Blam mentality or are they going to go
Jadakiss
Ty Dolla mentality? That's what I want to know.
Blam Blam.
Because you go to Blam Blam mentality, boy, oh boy, like, y'all, it will be a head nodding masterpiece. But if you go the, you know, Rosé route, I don't know.
I don't think they're going to do that too much, though, Watts. I don't really see them doing that. You're going to have grown man talk, obviously. You know what I mean? I think they're going to leave the guns and the knives at home on some MC Light shit.
Leave the guns and the knives alone. MC Light on the microphone.
Self-destruction type shit. You feel me? I'm pretty sure we'll have a Conway feature or Benny feature, something to that effect, right? Probably an East feature, you know? Fab, you know, the same typical dudes they rock with. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the Lox right quick. Today is Nipsey Hussle's birthday, man. 35th birthday. Nipsey Hussle have been 35 today, Watts. 35 today, man. What's your thoughts on Nipsey? A couple years, you know, he's been removed from his passing away. You know, the marathon still continues. The love that he gets through the hip-hop community is very, you know, it's a very infectious, man. What do you think about Nipsey Hussle? Been 35 today, bro. 35, wow.
The tragedy of Nipsey Hussle's death is that he was in the game for 10 years. Clearly, everybody knew who he was. But he finally made his commercial breakthrough where he was really getting his flowers on a national mm-hmm. level where everybody knew it. And while he was doing that, he was also doing something for the community. So even though I wasn't the biggest Nipsey fan, I'm not as well versed on his catalog of music, but I've always known about his music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's always been well respected, and a lot of rappers loved him. And just the tragedy of him, we were talking about gun violence, the tragedy of him dying when he was literally at the height with the possibilities of where he was going to go next. It's just a tragedy, man. I remember when we first did the show, he had a song with YG, and the name of the song was Fuck Donald Trump. That meant everything to me. Like that's the type of music that put Nipsey straight on my radar, because I like when rap that means something. And that meant something to me, because I'm in my political bag for real. So it's just a tragedy, man, that, you know, gun violence took away somebody like this.
Yeah, man, it's very unfortunate, man. We lost Nipsey, man. You know what I'm saying? Like 35 today, that's just wild, man. And like you said, he was getting his flowers. I thought I had Nipsey. Listen, man, I made no bones about it. I thought he had the best album in 2018.
Album of the year?
I had him an album of the year.
I was arguing with you, like, why are you giving Nipsey album of the year? And you was like, yo, my man. And I kept I remember I was pressing you all year. You was like, yo,
the growth.
I'm listening
the
to
growth
this.
On our
I am
project
driving
crazy,
on Washington.
Man.
I'm on Collins. This album really is that album. And I remember I kept pressing you month after month. That album really was that album to you. It was no faking. You didn't front. He didn't have to pass away. It was you gave him his flowers while he was alive.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question, man. I see somebody, Chief Keef turns 25 today, right? Only 25 years old today. That's crazy.
Do we?
As much as he's way younger than us, Watts, let's be clear on that, right? We're still following the culture, what goes on. Do we give Chief Keef enough respect in the sense of that he birthed a culture? Like, the nigga literally birthed a culture, Watts. Like, he
no,
birthed
we don't.
Young boys in New York City.
No, we don't. And let me tell you how I know how impactful Chief Keef is. So when I started going to Battle Rap in 2010 and 2011,
right?
Anytime there would be dry spots and they would and you, we would just be waiting around, the DJ would be playing music. I'm telling you, anytime he threw on Chief Keef music, the whole crowd would turn up or get lit. And, you know, I see the videos, I see the YouTube stuff, but if you're not really outside around people, you don't know how they react to it, how older people in their 20s, mid-20s, how they react to it. Man, let me tell you, man, songs like Love Sosa, yo, Chief Keef had a profound impact on the sound. I'm going to give you another person. Listen, we got a Young Chop's production was ahead of its time production.
Yeah.
Like, we can't take away Young Chop.
Yeah,
because
you know what?
From what was going on.
I know niggas see Young Chop doing a lot of coonery and a lot of BS on Instagram and shit, Instagram Live. But like Watson said, man, I mean, come on, man. That was Chief Keef's DJ Premier. It's P-Rock. It's CL Smooth.
Absolutely.
P-Rock. It's just like,
absolutely.
It is what it is. Got to give Young Chop his props. Young Chop on the beat. We know that sound.
And let me be clear.
Hear Young Chop
Chief
on the beat.
Chief Keef's impact.
You know the vibes.
Chief Keef's impact hit hip-hop, and everybody wanted a piece of it. 50 Cent did songs with him.
Yeah,
Kanye West,
Kanye.
I don't like, and just took it and put it on his album because the song was
Jay-Z put
so
a bar.
Fire.
Jay-Z had a line. Jay-Z had a line about
it. Because the song was, you're right, because you could not escape. But you know, I'm going to keep it real. I think people do understand his impact. Because they'll, if you speak to me, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, I'm picking the
right.
Keith. Like, so I think Chief Keef, he may not have gotten it. He may not have become the star that like a Kendrick or a Cole or a Big Sean became. But to me, his impact
because of the
was
content.
Right there.
But that's because of the content, though, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why. Because his impact to me was just as profound. Like in New York, I thought he had a bigger impact than Kendrick. And that during that time,
yeah,
during the two, like 2010,
that's 2011,
that's a fact.
That is a fact.
I thought he clearly had a bigger impact on the streets.
Yeah.
The streets?
I thought
Chief Keef had the streets. Let's be clear. I thought Chief Keef had the streets. Whatever that means. I thought he had the streets.
Yeah. He did. That's a super fact, man. But you know what's wild though, Watts? At 25, how come he's still not, like, I don't want to say he's irrelevant. I'm not going to use that word. But not in the NBA young boy, Little Baby and those guys and stuff. How come he's not hovering around those guys? He's only 25 years of age.
I think that in hip-hop, you have to strategically – well, first of all, he was getting in and out with the law. I remember one time 50 was like, yo, he doesn't listen. You know, I'm trying to school him. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, just do the guns and the YouTube videos. Like, Chief Keef – that was Chief Keef. All his boys out there with the guns, the shootouts, beefing.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much death going on in Chirac.
Chirac.
So there was like a lot of negative stuff going around him. And, you know, I just think he got caught up. I just thought he was, you know, it's hard to stay consistent and relevant in hip-hop in a culture that is fake. If I get shot today,
it was.
This industry...
Yeah, and especially when you pop it off at 16, 17 years of age, and you're a prodigy.
They
so
don't
speak.
Respect your youth. Your youth is not respected. You have all these older rappers who want some of your wave, and they're in their 30s for crying out loud. They're established.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sucking your oxygen off with the youth. And while they are going to survive because they have enough legacy and body of work, the second you're not hot no more, people will forget about
on
you,
the next.
While the people you are working with will jump on to the next new hot young
on
artist
to the next.
And suck their
next.
Energy away. So,
mm-hmm.
I, you know,
It just for someone who's been a veteran, he's so young. But I'll give you an example. When Bobby Shmurda comes out of jail, he's going to be 25 years old, 26 years old. He's going to be mad young. After doing a five-year
stretch. I'm glad you went there. I'm so glad you went there. Now, let me ask you this. Now, I don't know when Roddy Rebel gets out. Shout out to Roddy Rebel. I don't know. I know Bobby. I don't know Bobby and Roddy get at the same time. But there's been more emphasis on Bobby coming out than me hearing Roddy Rebel's name. What are we looking for when Shmurda gets home musically, though? Are we looking for him to just, like, how does this work? Like, he's going to get super love. And I don't want it to be one of those things. Because a lot of times niggas get locked up and they come home and sometimes it doesn't work out. For Tupac, Lil Wayne, it works out for those guys to a degree. For other rappers, it is always, like, true life. Not saying true life, it didn't work out for him. Loon just got out of the joint. Is it going to work for Loon? I mean, I wasn't the biggest Loon fan. You know what I mean? But I don't know, man.
So, Bobby Shmurda is going to come home and get a minimum two-year pass to make any kind of rap he wants. Yeah.
2 years?
Where he can rap, he can do any kind of rap song he wants. And because people really salute him and respect that he's a stand-up guy, because all the youthful people in Brooklyn and in New York who made it are going to give him, slide him any verse he wants to be on, any song he wants to be on, any remix he wants to be on, that it's almost he will not be.
Are you saying
it's Favi? The street.
Are you saying Favi got his joint in the stash? Waiting for Shmurda?
He doesn't even have to have a joint in the stash. It's just everybody. Like when he comes home, he's going to get so much love, everybody's going to want to work with him.
Yeah, but Favi's the most lit nigga. But Favi's the most lit nigga in New York City, so it's like, it makes sense. Favi bigs up. He's always talking nicely of Shmurda and Rowdy and them.
But if you talk to Favi, Fabio says, yo, I got mad songs with them already. Being that Fabio's older than them, being that Fabio's they big homie, okay? Being that Fabio's they big homie, you know? They the young boys to Fabio. You know what I'm saying? By the way, shout out to you, Fabio, for being on the cover of Dubstep Freshman cover. I really respect that you won that cover.
That's dope.
That you ignored Jay-Z's advice, who said, don't be on the cover with a bunch of weirdos.
Benny did not need that, sir. Benny did not need to be on that cover, sir.
Let me tell you something to you. Let me explain something to you. Kendrick did not need it either. Nobody needs it if you want to make it. But what it is, it's acknowledgement. Me and you are history hip-hop nerds. We like going to our Source magazine. When you go back and you never see Benny covered, and you're like, wow. I mean, it's just.
But my nigga, the magazine.
But my nigga, the print era's over, though. The magazine.
No, it's not popping. But the digital era's not over. Okay, everything we get is digital. So you can say the print era's over, but we're in the digital era. And my point is, never tell a rapper to not be on the freshman cover of Double XL. Never tell a rapper that. Oh, don't be on the
Double
cover of
Double XL. Okay. Eminem's voice, Double XL, Double XL. Okay, whatever, man. Whatever. Did you listen to Nas Escobar's new song? Ultra.
No,
right?
I have not listened to Nas Escobar's new song.
Why haven't you listened to Nas' new song?
Because
I have
been locked in to Duffel Bag, Ran, and Nicholas Craven Director Cut 3.
It's one song.
And I did not listen
song.
To
you
it.
Listen to
and
it.
I did not
little,
listen to it.
You didn't listen to it. You didn't listen to Nas' Ultra Bright song? Nah. I think y'all are going to, I'm going to say this right now, man. It would not shock me. Once again, I said this on the blog, that I like Method Man's album more than Nas. It would not shock me if I like Ransom's album more than Nas. For some reason,
you Nas Air fans
are acting like, oh, it's great that he's working with Hit-Boy because Nas is going to get a different new sound. Right? What are you going to say now?
My man, if you're comparing Hit-Boy to Havoc, And you're saying you won't be surprised to hear
West
Havoc in production.
I'm just saying.
Shout to Nas. I saw the track list. I saw that you might do a song. I saw a track list with The Firm. Shout out to 1996 Affirmative Action. And I'm waiting to hear that.
Hold
I haven't heard you
second.
That, but Foxy
Hold
Brown
on.
And Cormac.
Is Foxy on there?
Well, it said the firm.
Foxy,
how can you be the firm and Foxy
have
not be part of the firm?
But does it? But Foxy, does that Foxy have issues with hearing and all that?
Foxy was on Nicki Minaj's last album. So Foxy can still
oh, yeah,
rap.
She was. I love Foxy. You know that. I love Fox. I love Foxy Brown. Like, I love her. She's my favorite female rappers of all time. I make no bones about that. That's just a fact. Yes, I
MC Light's one of my favorite, MC Light is one of my favorite female rappers of all time.
Yeah, Light. I got Light over Foxy, but, you know, Light, Foxy, still in my top three. Same shit. You know? I got Foxy over Kim. So you haven't listened to Nas' song yet? That's crazy. It's okay.
What,
it's
hold
not bad.
Wait a minute. What do you mean that's crazy that I haven't listened to Nas' song yet? What's crazy about that?
Dog, it's one fucking song. 3 minutes of your time.
You're right.
You can listen to the
song. And I'm going to listen to it. But there was no... Yo, let me... So here's the thing about Nas. Nas can make ABC music for the rest of his career.
Oh,
it will
boy,
never change how I feel about
Nas.
Who cares?
Okay.
If it doesn't change your mind. Nobody cares about that. We're specifically. I hate when you
y'all
use
act
boy
like
this. Bag.
Y'all
oh,
act like this.
Well,
y'all
well,
act like
Nas
this. Get a break,
Nas. Nas gets a pass.
Nas got a
if he
like, Nas
some
got a
bullshit
to rap.
Stop
better
shit,
than
what?
Your favorite
he
MC.
He don't gotta prove nothing. He don't gotta prove nothing, nigga. Just give us some dope music. Don't do that, why?
Nas
don't
is gonna say
quads
on every artist, man. That's what Nas is.
Do not change the goalposts on Nas, fam. I'm not gonna let you do that. I'm not gonna let you go in that bag because oh, Nas is giving me so much shit. We're not doing that.
Cream, 900
cream. He's on a triple beam. Muffy see, Muffy do. Shorty tippers, let me do. Right, yeah, man.
Let's go, nigga.
On the real, okay. Nas' last two albums were not good, man, and that's just a fact. It's just a fact.
That's subjective. That is subjective. That is subjective.
That's a fact.
That
that's
is
not
very
subjective.
It's not a fact. That's very no, subjective. Considering
shit.
Look
at this. He worked with Kanye West. We didn't care. We cared. Pusha T had a better album than Nas. That's a, are you going to deny that?
No, I'm not going to deny it.
Are you, okay, I know you're
but
not going to
so
deny that shit. I know you're not.
Wait. So what?
I know
wait,
you're
okay.
not going to deny
what does that mean, Pusha T had a better album than Nas? What does that mean?
What does that mean that Pusha T had a better album than Nas? That's what it means.
Yes, what does that mean?
That's what it means. That Pusha T had a better album than Nas. That's exactly
okay.
what it means.
In 2018, Nas and Swizz did a song called Echo. You can go check the show.
We love
best
Echo, right?
Hip-hop song of the year. I said it was the best hip-hop song of the year. So if you want to know, can Nas get into that zone and out-rap your favorite rapper? Yes, he can. He's coming out with an album.
What's,
he's
Nas,
doing what
you
want
what
him
is
to
wrong
do.
With you on his first singles, man?
He's doing what you want him to do. Lock in with one producer. So Nas Escobar.
He did that
is
with Kanye. He did that with Kanye, nigga, and it wasn't good.
He's doing it with Hit-Boy now. And he's doing it
with
Hit-Boy.
I don't want to do
Hit-Boy. By the way, let me just say this about Kanye.
My
Kanye has not been the same in almost 10 years. Okay? The last good production we got
bless,
from Kanye was Watch the Throne. Okay? That was the last good production.
I didn't like that album.
Well,
I did not like that
Pusha,
album.
Man, because so what's on his mind? Because he did Tiana Taylor's album. That didn't come out good. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. So we don't know what's going on with him. But
so,
Dogs,
the song is just okay, man. It's okay. It's nothing
I don't know
crazy.
That. I haven't
it's
heard
like,
it yet, so I don't know. If it's
okay.
I do not know that. I don't
like,
know that.
I Nas, we hear you. Cool. It's okay. My nigga, you would hear people on the social media going crazy. Nobody's going crazy over that song.
I see people going crazy about it. That's why I don't know.
Oh, that's the Nas fans who thinks everything he does is fire. You have those Nas fans too. You know that, right? Like those Nas fans who just think because it's Nas, no matter what he says, if there's a conscious line in there,
I'm one
yes,
of them. I'm one of those
fire.
Nas
fans.
Oh, you niggas disgust me.
I'm
you
one of those Nas fans.
You disgust me. With every hip-hop
I am,
fiber and core, you
I am a certified
Nas
fan. You know why I'm glad you brought this up? Let me tell you why I'm glad. You brought Nas.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know, last year they did the 25th anniversary of Illmatic, right? So I was looking on YouTube, and they showed Ghostface talking about Nas. They showed Ghostface and Ray. You know what Ghostface called Nas?
He said Nas is Marvin Gaye. He said Nas is KRS. This is what Ghostface said. He said Nas is KRS, Coogee Rap, Rakim,
yes.
Slick.
Yes.
He said that's who Nas is. But he said what makes it ill about Nas is Nas did this years after them, but yet he looks at Nas like he looks at Rakim and them. And G-Rap and KRS. That's the impact Nas had. This is Ghost Dini saying it. This is Starks. This is Iron Man saying that.
So what does that
mean?
Something. What does that mean?
It means everything,
what does that
man.
Mean?
With my generation,
what does that mean?
With my generation,
so
regards
you think,
this guy.
You
man,
question.
You don't understand
you think Ghostface knows
the culture.
You think Ghostface, do you think Ghostface knows Nas' discography more than you?
I'm going to say no.
Yes.
I'm gonna just say no. I'm going no.
I do.
I'm going no.
I'm saying yes.
I'm going no. I'm an emphatic
okay,
no.
I'm saying
an
yes.
Emphatic no. An emphatic
okay, I'm saying
no.
Yes.
The fuck out of here. No. I don't think he knows the Foulness. I don't think he knows On the Real. I don't think he knows Star Wars.
I think he does.
I don't
does.
Think he knows
Durag. I think he does.
I don't think he knows the song verbatim.
There are some rappers who live in a bubble, right? There's some rappers who live in a bubble and they only live in their own world, like a Jim Jones and Cam'ron, and they don't know nothing about nothing outside of they life or whatever. Then you
yo,
got other rappers
no
that listen to
no
everything.
Cam slander, sir. No Cam
and then
slander,
you got
please.
Rappers
you.
That listen to everything, and I think Ghost and the Wu. They are those rappers who listen to everything.
Marvin Gaye, so Nas is Marvin Gaye now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I will send you. I'm going to send you.
Nas didn't shot all the door, though. But Nas didn't shot all
the
door, though. But hold on. Nas did not shoot all the door.
He didn't what?
Nas is just Nas, man. He didn't shoot his pops. Did
Marvin Gaye shoot his pops? Didn't shoot his pops?
Did Marvin Gaye shoot his pops?
No, Marvin Gaye's pops killed him.
Oh, Marvin Gaye's pops fired me killed. That's right. That's right. Marvin caused my mind all the way around. That's crazy to this day thinking about that shit. R.I.P. Marvin Gaye.
Marvin
I'm not,
Gaye died
I'm not buying
45 years
Nas.
Old.
I'm not buying that Nas and Marvin Gaye talk, though. I don't know. It's not feeling that. I don't know. Nas, all I feel is, listen, Nas is a legend. I just finished his last couple projects. Y'all niggas try to act like life is good. It was fucking fire. It was okay. It was not five mics. It wasn't four and
life
a half.
Life is good. Life is good was better than 444. Everybody knows that.
I don't know.
The only person who doesn't
that's
know
subjective.
That is Elliot Wilson, Torres, Three Letterman, and Ebro, and Charlamagne the God. Because y'all have decided that JT should not be judged anymore. He puts out music. Oh, it's great. It's great. Oh, Jay-Z, he's grown, man. He's got 51 years old. Oh, I like
that. First of all, that's a lie. I'm not going to let you get that off. That's a lie, number one, because I'm the same dude who tells you that I don't like Magna Carta or Blueprint 3 or Watch the Throne. Thank you very much. We're not going to that bad.
Come on. You didn't like Watch the Throne?
No, I didn't like Watch the Throne. I didn't know.
What did you think about...
I thought it was a 3.5 mic album. I didn't like it. I wanted Jay-Z and Beanie Siegel to do an album more than Jay-Z and Kanye do an album. I would have loved that. Jay-Z and Beans. Oh, I would have loved that. Jesus Christ. My Lord. I would have loved that. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. But watch, take us on, my G.
You say hip hop to him a Dame Dollar. Remember that name, brother?
Dame. hold on. Before you go Dame Dollar, does he have to win today to get the AC? Is that how it works?
They winning. I got the game on right now, brother. They winning. I got the game on right now.
It's on right now? Okay, let's see what's going on.
Yeah, it's on ABC.
I do want to see Portland and Lakers first round or watch. ABC. I think that's what we all want to see that, right? It's not breaking news, right?
Three, I'm scared, man. I was just informed that Westbrook is going to miss the first two games.
I told you that already. I told you that.
Yo,
you told me Westbrook was good.
Yo, man.
I know that I'm talking about, nigga. What you talking about,
yeah,
buddy?
Man. And let me tell you, man,
nah, you
I am not confident.
Why? You got Harden. Why?
If you don't have a healthy
James
Westbrook.
Harden. Why?
You
got Harden, right?
James Harden wants to score. Listen.
Here's what I can guarantee.
That's your man.
Is Harden going to
score
a lot of points? Yes. And is he going to score a lot of points? Yes. But I don't know.
And then with the last 2 minutes of the game, with the last 2 minutes of the game in the playoffs, he chokes up. That part. Let me guess. You like James Harden more than Allen Iverson, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, that's PSA Hip Hop.
Shout out to your boy. What are you talking about? You like James?
I can't. So what are you scared about? Who are they playing in the first round? They're the what seed is Houston? Let's look right now. What seed is the Rockets?
CP3. They play CP3, man. And you know that is a revenge.
Would it shock
you? Know CP3 went to
OKC. Would it shock you? OKC beat Houston in the first round. My nigga is 6 or 7.
I'm scared. That's all I can say, man. I'm very worried.
Why are you scared?
Because
so Russ was there. Would you be scared or no?
If it's healthy Russ, I'm not worried. But
okay,
man,
okay.
when you're injured, man, I don't know. And CP3.
Well, they're doing the right thing.
And by the way, CP3, I see you don't want no smoke. You don't want no smoke with Jimmy Butler. That's why you were the dirtiest player in the league and also a sucker. CP3.
Wait a minute. You
thought you could take the ball, throw it in the white boy's face, right? So Jimmy Butler purposely came down and then elbowed you straight, dropped you. And you ain't want no smoke. And then afterwards, he said, yeah, I'm protecting my teammate. I don't care about Chris Paul. Chris Paul, what you got to say about that?
Nothing.
I know you don't got nothing to say. Jimmy Butler ain't about
Chris
the play.
Jimmy Butler's not about the play, right? Who hasn't done nothing in the playoffs, but he's not about the play. Okay. Got you. Fine.
Y'all do what
but
you
I want to see Paul
in. You do realize at some point LeBron James won't be in the NBA. And you're going to have to talk about other players. You do realize that, right?
What's that?
No.
I see other players now, sir.
Do you realize that Shannon Sharpe had to bark on Skip Bayless? But Skip Bayless said, what you mean James top 10? He's not better than Klay Thompson. I said, man, is Skip and three, are they talking behind the scenes that nobody could be better than Klay Thompson? Is this
what
he's doing
mean?
Now? Dame
Dollar, Kevin
Booker, Bradley Beal,
Parker,
Zach LaVine,
30.
They're all better than Klay Thompson. I've been saying
Dog, you telling me Zach LaVine is better than Klay Thompson?
Is better than Klay Thompson. Devin Booker is better than Klay Thompson. Dame Lillard is better than Klay Thompson.
See,
Bradley Beal is better than Klay Thompson.
Y'all weren't saying that when Klay wasn't hurt. Y'all wasn't saying this when Klay was hurt. Because you ever see Klay play? No, he wasn't.
No.
John Morant, I like you, my guy, but not yet.
I wasn't saying Bradley Beal and Devin Booker wasn't better than Klay Thompson.
Bradley Beal is not better than Klay Thompson. You've been saying that stupid shit for the last couple of years. Stupid shit.
Bradley Beal's not better than Klay Thompson. Okay.
Oh, C.J. McCollum is playing, though, so it's good to see C.J. out there because they're going to need him against the Lakers. They're going to need him against the Lakers if they win this game.
Hoodie Mello, they need to get Hoodie Mello involved.
They need to get Hoodie Mello involved.
You know that, right? This is a dangerous game.
Huh?
This is a dangerous game for Portland. Put some respect on my son, Karl LeVert. Because Brooklyn is in the playoffs, buddy. Brooklyn is in the playoffs.
They're not going to do nothing, though, my guy. Who did they play in the first round? Oh, and one.
Watch Karl LeVert get busy.
He will be the third option when KD comes back. With KD and Kyrie, he's the third option. LeVert.
And what about Dinwiddie?
Yo. Dinwiddie, too. He's dope. Dinwiddie's nice, but he's off the bench, though. Isn't LeVert a starter? Dinwiddie's coming off the bench, right? So, like, you know. Dog, I got to keep it real. I don't want Memphis to win, though, B. I'm going to keep it real, though, but that's a different story. For different day. All right, man. That's all what right. It is, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. Y'all know the vibes already. 3 and Watts, man.
What?